Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. Cyprus says it has agreed to an Egyptian request to extradite Saif al-Din Mustafa, an Egyptian national accused of hijacking an Egyptair flight to the island last week. Elaine Jung reports.
The suspect, identified as Saif al-Din Mustafa, surrendered last week after hijacking a domestic flight with 72 people on board. He's accused of using a fake suicide belt to seize the Alexandria to Cairo flight and forcing it to land in Cyprus. All passengers and crew were eventually released unharmed, and Mustafa was peacefully arrested. Cypriot officials have said he is psychologically unstable and had no political motive. The legal process has now begun to extradite him back to Egypt.
A law student who criticised religious extremism online has been murdered in the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka, the latest of a number of secular activists to be killed there. Charu Shahani reports.
Police say Nazimuddin Samad was attacked at a traffic intersection in Old Dhaka on Wednesday evening, but they haven't said who they suspect of carrying out the attack. The 28-year-old was reported to be an organizer of Gonojagran Manch, a secular campaigning group, and he posted, "I have no religion," on his Facebook profile. But he also wrote a post protesting against the recent murder of a 19-year-old woman in a high-security military area, and one criticizing the party he supported, the Awami League, for not adopting a secular constitution.
An analysis of millions of leaked documents from the secretive Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca shows that China has been the company's biggest source of business. The research sheds new light on how China's wealthiest people rely on offshore banking to protect their wealth. Our East Asia correspondent Celia Hatton has the details.
China is of pivotal importance for Mossack Fonseca. The company collects fees from more than 16,000 companies created through its Chinese offices, representing 29% of its business. The popularity of offshore banking in China reflects the growing problem of capital flight. An estimated $1 trillion was taken out of mainland China last year, much of that illegally through Hong Kong. This movement of money undermines the entire Chinese economy while also driving up global property prices.
Angola has asked the International Monetary Fund for financial assistance. The country's been hit hard by the decline in oil prices. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
Oil accounts for more than 95% of Angola's exports and more than two-thirds of government revenue. International oil prices are now well below half the level they reached in mid-2014. So Angola is seeking financial assistance, and negotiations are due to begin later this month. The IMF said it's ready to help Angola address its economic challenges.
World News from the BBC. Further pressure is building for the impeachment of the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, who is accused of misrepresenting the extent of budget shortfalls during her re-election campaign in 2014. The representative for a special congressional impeachment commission, Javier Arantz, has delivered a report saying he had concluded there was a legal basis in the case against the president. His view is non-binding on the commission. Exit polls in a Dutch referendum on a European Union treaty with Ukraine indicate there's been an overwhelming rejection of the plan, 64 against 36%. Anna Holligan reports.
This was a non-binding referendum, and yet the Dutch government is already under pressure to consider the results. It's too soon to predict what impact, if any, the results will have on the Netherlands' ratification of a free trade deal which has already been signed and sealed by all 27 other EU member states. The fact that two-thirds of the Dutch electorate didn't show up to cast their vote is also significant, reflecting either apathy or an effort to keep the turnout below the required threshold.
The governor of Florida in southern United States has revoked a ban on cohabitation that had been in force for 148 years. The ban, rarely enforced in modern times, made it a crime for unmarried couples to live together, punishable by a fine of up to $500 and as much as 60 days in jail. One of America's most popular country music singers, Mel Haggard, has died. He was 79, passed away from pneumonia on his birthday. Haggard served a prison sentence before launching a career that lasted six decades. He's credited with helping create the twangy Bakersfield country sound, which became so influential. His hits included Mama Tried. BBC News.